Remarks of the President, Libby, Montana, 1 October 1952.
President of the United States.
Thank you very much. Appreciate being here. I want to tell you, this is one of the most cordial welcomes I've had since it started out. And I certainly do appreciate it. I'm grateful for it. I'm campaigning, as you know, for a Democratic victory this fall in my capacity as head of the Democratic Party. And I don't need to tell you what a good group of Democrats you have running here in Montana. You've just been meeting them. I think that it would be the finest thing in the world if you people would send John Bonner back to the capital of Montana as your governor. He's made a good governor for the past 4 years, and he'll make you another good one. If you send Judge Metcalf to the Congress to succeed Mike Mansfield, you won't make any mistake. Mike, as you know, has been one of the ablest congressmen that the country's ever had. He's been a congressman not only for Montana, getting things for the great state of Montana, but he's been a statesman as well. I sent him on the United Nations Commission, and he made Mr. Vyshinsky take a back seat when he got too smart. And he'll do that same thing with some of our smart Republican senators if you send him to the Senate. Then you have wonderful representation in the Senate with Jim Murray and Mike Mansfield there both. Montana will be as well represented, and I might say better represented, than nearly any other state in the Union. One of your local Democrats traveling on this train gave me an editorial from the Lewistown, Montana paper. And I thought it was so interesting, I'd like to read you a part of what it said. His paper said, "Figures don't lie. Figures don't lie if you use them carefully. And a careful study shows that the total take of Montanans, so far as their personal incomes are concerned, has jumped right smart in the past 2 decades. In fact, to $1,026,000,000 made by all the Montanans in 1951 represented an increase of 268.8% over the 1935-39 average. Now that's according to the Department of Commerce. That sounds to me like you people in Montana have been doing pretty well under the New Deal and the Fair Deal. The Republicans will tell you a different story. They'll tell you that the country's in terrible shape. I don't think you can place too much confidence in what they tell you. They're making quite an effort in this campaign to rewrite the history of recent years. But I don't think they're going to be able to fool you, because you can see for yourselves, you can judge from your own experience, that this country is not going to the dogs the way they tell you it is. I know that all of you want the same kind of a thing for this wonderful country of ours that I do. I know that you want a country where the people are happy and prosperous and at peace with the world. We can have that kind of country. I believe that we are at the beginning of the most wonderful new age in the history of the world if we use our resources wisely and well. In order to take advantage of the great opportunities that lie before us, we must have the right kind of government in Washington. If we have a government that understands the needs of the people and the work to meet those needs, that's the kind of a government you've had for the past 20 years from the Democratic Party. That's the kind of government you will have for the next 4 years if you elect a Democratic president and a Democratic Congress. So, my friends, for your own sake and for the sake of your country and for your own personal welfare and the welfare and the peace of the world, I advise you to go to the polls and vote for Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman and all the whole Democratic ticket. Then the country will be in safe hands for another 4 years. I certainly appreciate your coming out here this afternoon.